The Claws in Christmas, a Poppy Creek novel, Book 1. Written by Rachel Bloom. Narrated by E.L. Beckett.
Dear friends, thank you for joining me on this journey to Poppy Creek. The town and its quirky, kind-hearted characters are dear to my heart, inspired by people and places I love. I hope you'll feel at home here and visit again soon. The idea for this story first came to me one Christmas, when a friend commented on how many traditions my husband and I celebrate during the holidays. Many carried over from our families, and some we started ourselves. It was out of genuine love for the season and its many wonderful traditions that this story grew. And it's my hope that it will inspire new traditions in your family that will create memories to last a lifetime. To download your own copy of the Christmas calendar, as well as other festive goodies like a delicious fudge recipe and chapter-by-chapter playlist, visit my website at rachelbloom.com. You'll also discover a list of book club questions and an invitation to join my Secret Garden Club, where you'll receive access to a free bonus story and weekly updates from yours truly. I love hearing from my readers, whether it's sharing your own family traditions or what you loved most about the story. Email me anytime at hello@rachelbloom.com. Until next time, happy listening. Sincerely yours, Rachel Bloom.
Chapter 1. Cassie Hayward hated Christmas. Candy canes made her cringe. Santa Claus made her shudder. And tinsel. Don't even get her started on the lowliest of holiday decorations. To Cassie, arriving in the quaint, postcard-perfect town of Poppy Creek days before December was akin to stepping foot on the studio lot of a holiday-themed horror flick. Murder in Mayberry. Poison in Plum Pudding. Chuckling at her fictitious movie title, Cassie clutched her insulated thermos filled with life-inducing caffeine. She'd savored every sip of the earthy, exotic Sumatra blend while she drove the 3+ hours northeast from her apartment in San Francisco. Now, huddled against the winter morning chill, Cassie relished the piping hot liquid as it warmed her from the inside out. Plus, her favorite beverage had a special way of grounding her, providing a sense of calm in less-than-ideal circumstances. And being in Poppy Creek definitely qualified as less-than-ideal.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?